Christchurch Airport has today released analysis showing Taris, a small Central Otago farming settlement, can support an international airport. The airport, which is owned by Christchurch City Council and the Crown, bought 750 hectares of farmland in the area last year. But as Timothy Brown reports, the findings don't mean the proposal is ready for takeoff yet.
The 42-page preliminary aeronautical assessment contains a lot of information. But the key thing is this. The farmland terrace, owned by Christchurch Airport, can support at least a 2.2-kilometre runway, which would allow wide-body aircraft from all over New Zealand, as well as Australia and the Pacific, to touch down in the small town. Terrace is home to just over 200 people, but it's only 30 kilometres from nearby Cromwell and Wanaka, and 90 kilometres from Queenstown, as well as the southern gateway to the Lindis Pass. Project Director Michael Singleton says no decision accompanies today's report, and it'll still be years before an airport would be operational.
We've said we don't believe an airport could be constructed there probably before, you know, 2030. Nothing in this changes it. These are just waypoints along the way. So those original timeframes that we've talked about remain the same.
He says it's likely Christchurch Airport will be in a position to make a decision in the next 15 months.
2023 is a date, and none of these dates are fixed. That's an indicative date that we think would have given us time to do a lot of the validation and planning work in that first phase, and then to make a decision about whether you're pushing this through the approvals phase.
Mr. Singleton says the aeronautical assessment also shows there's a possibility of the runway being up to 3 kilometres long, which would open up more possible routes.
First of all, we're very early days, so you know, conversations around that start being reasonably premature until we've done the work. But at that, you are talking about longer range flying beyond East Coast Australia.
And those possibilities have caused consternation for some in the community. Sustainable Terrace Chair Chris Goddard says the assessment is still light on the details, which the community really wants to know.
The proposal remains silent on the business case, so it does mention further afield than the east coast of Australia, but it doesn't say where the tourists that they're pulling are coming from, whether they're replacing the Queenstown and Wanaka airports, moving traffic from Christchurch, or leaning in heavily to bulk tourism.
He says his concern for the proposal is as high today as when news of it leaked in July last year. Chris Goddard says there are environmental concerns as well, such as if the runway was aligned with Lake Dunstan.
It covers some very pristine river frontage and lakefront, and the bird life there is quite spectacular. We also know that bird life and airports don't coexist.
Among those opposed to the plan is Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt, himself a former chief executive of Christchurch Airport.
I am surprised and dismayed that anyone would continue to promote the idea of flying wide-body jets into our part of the world when our community has made it perfectly clear that they don't want that.
A survey by the Wanaka Stakeholders Group, which opposes development of nearby Wanaka Airport, found almost three-quarters of the Upper Clutha oppose the plan. Sustainable Terrace is carrying out a census of local opinion and is expecting similar findings. But not all locals are against it. Fourth-generation farmer Johnny Trevathan says he wants to hear all the facts before he makes up his mind. But he believes too many in the community are opposed to an idea that could generate jobs and growth for the town because they don't want an airport in their backyard.
My father and several other local residents around here were like that 20 years ago. We wouldn't see vineyards, and we wouldn't hear wind machines at night frostbiting, and we wouldn't see cherries, and some of us wouldn't see irrigation either.
Johnny Trevathan says Terrace School had four times the number of students when his father attended, and he wants to see that again. Central Otago Mayor Tim Cadogan says he remains neutral on the proposal, but he's watching the developments with interest.